Tonight I want us to look at this subject, content living on less. Content living on less. If it were possible, this is hypothetical. Okay, this is totally far out there. If it were possible for me to give away a brand new Lamborghini, I wonder how many of you guys, how many of you girls even would want one. Thinking about the different ones in the congregation, I'm sure that there's a number of you guys that would enjoy it, but I would probably have to pick Adam Krauss out of the crowd to fit the role of the hypothetical. Because with the hypothetical giving away a Lamborghini, there's going to be some strings attached. You would have to drive it, or you could not drive it out of the county. You could not drive it over the speed limit of any road in the county, of the road that you're on in the county. See what I'm saying, Adam? You cannot spin the wheels on any surface. There would be a GPS chip on it that would send me warnings on my phone if any of those above were broken. And then I would have the ability from my phone to shut down the car with a touch of a button. And Adam could have the Lamborghini as long as that was sufficient and that sufficed. How long would Adam have the car? What was that? Well, you know, there would be a span of time that it would take to send me the warning, for me to get it and look at it and then hit the button. And I think that Adam would have it in his mind that there would be at least a measure of an opportunity there to press somewhere in the course of having that at his possession, that he, and probably most of us would do that, at least to some degree, and push that car to a higher limit than what I gave it. Why? Because that car wasn't designed to drive in Martin County, on Martin County roads. You see, behind the wheel of that vehicle, as an operator, you are living on less than the potential. That car could do the speed limit of any road in this county, probably in first gear. Content living on less. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 says, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. I believe, if I understand things correctly, that the Greek scripture there would indicate to us that what he's saying is, be being filled. Be being filled. Indicating that you are not always at full capacity, not always driving at its capacity or at its potential. But there is a need to be in the place of continually being filled. Now, why would there be a need for continually being filled? Or why would it be necessary to be being filled? Well, perhaps there's a leaking out. I don't want to talk about the leaking out tonight. I believe that that is a potential for this, that there is the potential of leaking out. But I also want to, or I want to mainly look at the idea of that this is an organic filling. I left the table this afternoon after lunch, and I was completely satisfied. I was completely satisfied. Oh, I probably could have forced myself to eat another bite of that venison and mashed potatoes, and I could have enjoyed eating another bite, but I left the table satisfied, actually more than satisfied. I was filled. There's not a single one of us without pressing ourselves to some great boundaries that would not leave a table that is laden with our favorite food satisfied. We would be satisfied when we walked away. Church dinners. How many of you go home from a church dinner still hungry? If you go home from a church dinner still hungry, it's because you did not avail yourself of the provisions that are there. It was because you are too picky to avail yourselves of the provisions that are there. Filled to satisfaction. Eating until I cannot take any more. I cannot receive any more. I am satisfied. I am filled. I am full. But within hours, not days, but within hours, church will be out here soon and I will be looking to find something else, even though just hours ago I was satisfied. I was full. I will be seeking something else to eat. Throw into the mix there a good dose of exercise or manual labor. Metabolism kicks in and that time shrinks from the time you left the table satisfied to begin to look for something else to satisfy. Again. Be being filled. What is it that causes us to have the need to continually be filled? Well, if I could speak to you individually tonight, I would say that you wives, being a wife, requires that you continually be filled. Husbands, you being a husband, continually need to be filled. Maybe you're an employee, or maybe you're the employer, you're the boss or the manager. Maybe you're a student. Maybe it was that phone call. Maybe it was that text, or perhaps it was that responsibility, or that trial, or that tribulation, or a contact with an individual, you know, that specific person. Maybe it was Murphy's Law kicking in. You all know about Murphy's Law, don't you? The breakdown, the tree fell on the car, the roof blew off the house, whatever it was, the hot water heater went out. Murphy's Law kicked in. Ordinary life. You see, that's what it is. It's ordinary life. No matter what our context is, no matter what the scene is of our world, of our particular life, the corner that we live in, the scene of our life, the ordinary things of life causes us to be in the need of being filled, continually being filled. The filling from Sunday, previous Sunday, previous Wednesday, you know, the filling from last week has kind of diminished. Oh, you might still be feeding on it, as has been mentioned in times past, still enjoying the time previous, but there's still that diminishing effect that takes place from the original filling or the previous filling. And there is a need for the here and now to be refilled. The outpouring of His presence, perhaps in private devotions yesterday, has somewhat diminished today. Life goes on, and the venison and mashed potatoes is diminished. Unless I'm going back to the source, unless I'm going back to the table, I'm not living in the fullness of the Spirit. I'm not suggesting tonight that we need to have a bunch of spiritual little snack foods. You know, that little sugar dose, that little boost that comes from the artificial. But going back to the table, going back to be filled, not going back to pick at the food or to push it around with your fork and knife and spoon, whatever it may be, not to make a showing that you're partaking, but go back to the table and earnestly seek out more. Earnestly look for something else. Urgently seek for all that God has in store, God has prepared, God is calling us to. Not content living on less. Scripture tells us, faithful is he that calleth, who also will do it, or make provisions for it. You've heard the testimony, but I'm not wanting to knock the testimony, but I don't want us to fall into the trap of the old testimony. You know, it's a good one, it's a really good one, but listen to it for a second here. Saved and sanctified and satisfied. Sounds good. You know, it really is. As long as that satisfied is a continual satisfying. Not just satisfied, but once upon a time Jesus saved me. And once upon a time the Holy Spirit purged out sin and filled me with His Spirit. And not just satisfied that once upon a time those things took place. And not just satisfied that once upon a time my name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But it's a satisfaction that is continually being renewed and continually being a filling within. Satisfied. Seeking for more of His Spirit. We may lose ourselves in those kind of words because we can't grasp this thing of seeking for more when I'm already full. But Jesus very clearly says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, and they shall be filled, or for they shall be filled. That's not a once upon a time thing. Now there are passages of Scripture that speak about the Spirit and His infilling and the cleansing and all that takes place. And sometimes the words that are used indicate that it's a one-time thing or it's an instantaneous thing. But this passage of Scripture here, be filled with the Spirit, isn't talking about a one-time thing or a specific incident. It's speaking about being filled. Blessed are the hungry and the thirsty, the one that continues to seek after. That's the one that will continually be filled. That's the person that will continually be satisfied. Be being filled as I urgently and ardently and earnestly seek after Him. The psalmist said, as the deer panteth for the water brook, so also does my soul long for you, O God. Content living on less. The story is told of a Ross Minkler. Maybe you've never heard of him. Perhaps you've heard something of him. He was a pastor in a church in Indianapolis a number of years ago, quite a few years ago. I believe he was somewhere around 35 years of age. It was a Church of God Anderson, the kind of church that he was pastoring, if I understand correctly. His church was growing quite large. People were coming in from all around. There were even other nominal churches that were closing on Sunday nights, and those people were finding their way over to Ross Minkler's place because they were realizing that Ross had a message from God, and he was filled with the Spirit of God, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit was upon him in preaching, and it was drawing people in. caught the eye of the leadership of the Anderson College, and they called him to come and speak to their student body, and the people loved him. They enjoyed having him there, and they interviewed him. There was an opening on campus for a campus pastor at their church on campus, and his name was mentioned. He was interviewed, and he began to dream about the possibilities of having this group of young people gathered around to where he could mentor them, and he could speak to them and dream about all of the possibilities that were there to shape and mold their minds and their views. How wonderful it would be, he thought, to be there as the campus pastor. Some time passed. He had his heart set on going when someone unaware of his dream mentioned to him, "Did you hear that so-and-so was appointed the campus pastor at the college?" His heart sank and his balloon deflated. And in short time, his ministry became stagnant. While walking to church one Sunday evening, going down the alley between the parsonage where he lived and the church that he ministered in, he realized that it wasn't too many weeks or months prior to this that at this hour of the evening, that alleyway was beginning to fill with people walking, making their way to church, his church. But on this particular night, it was deserted. It was empty. And he began to review the chorus of events that had taken place and realized afresh to him that the attendance numbers were going down and was dwindling, and realized for himself that he had become stagnant. Made his way into his study and got down before God and urgently began seeking God for a new touch and a refilling. He needed a fullness. He needed a being filled experience again that he had lost. Before he left his study that night, he found himself satisfied. He found himself filled. He was no longer satisfied living or content living on less. But he realized that he needed a fresh touch from heaven. And he penned these words: "Many years I long for rest, perfect peace within my breast. And I often sought the Lord alone in tears. But I would not pay the price, would not make the sacrifice, so I wandered on and on for many years. Let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain, my friends see only Thee. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again if I lose myself and find it, Lord, in Thee." The second verse he penned: "Then one day, while bowed in prayer, Jesus whispered to me there, 'Take the cross and follow me to Calvary.' Oh, how hard it was to die and all self to crucify, just to lose myself and find it, Lord, in Thee." Be filled with the Spirit. Are you content living on less than what is available? Are you content living on less than what you once experienced? Have you found yourself content living on less? Let's stand together at the seat.